Hey, so it's a special late night edition of the Spiker Cast. It's Ryan and I'm joined by Anna. Anna, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
We have some Swedish candy that we have to taste. Anna, what are we looking at here?
We're looking at some Fruxo's original assortment.
Brought to you by Malico.
Stole the words right out of my mouth.
Your good friends at Malico.
Let's.
Can you give us a little description of like what kind of candy you're expecting this to be?
Well, it looks like there's some sort of gummy fruit chews, although I don't know how gummy they're going to be, but I don't know if that's a result of maybe age as opposed to.
I couldn't tell you either. These came from Sweden. I'm not sure how long they've been in the country.
But I have a feeling they're not fresh off the boat.
Probably not. Well, break that bitch open. Let's see what's.
All right, let's see here.
What the flavor train is like. You're gonna be able to read anything on the back of that.
Well, you know, there might be something
that your Swedish blood will yes, allow you to.
I was gonna say my genetics might kick in. Oh, all right.
We're Swedish in. Power allowed you to get straight into the package.
We're in. All right, we've got an assortment of fruit shapes and colors. We've got
yellow slug.
I think it's more like a
green pepper. It's a pepper.
Pepper or
you know what? I will bet you Dollar Donuts that is pepper flavored.
A little orange wedge.
An orange wedge.
Pretty impressive detailing on the orange yeah. wedge shape.
Let's yeah, the molds here. That they used, they did not skimp.
F around.
No effing either. No, that one's fish shaped, so it's fish flavored. Pineapple shaped?
I don't know, maybe like a turnip?
Turnip shaped.
Let's see here. We've got. Well, that's just naughty.
It's like a pear shaped. No, it's like a strawberry.
Could be a strawberry. It's a little phallic. It's a little phallic.
A little bit. That's okay.
Yeah, no objections to fallacies here.
Phalli. All right. Obviously, there is a wide variety of colors to choose from here.
Some of the shapes are a little lacking. All right. Well, I think I'm going to make you test your pepper theory.
Okay. I'll eat the green pepper looking one.
Pepper. I'm going to eat a turnip fish.
All right.
A yellow turnip fish.
Kind of a little concave on the bottom of them.
Yeah, a little indented.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Mm.
Definitely not fresh.
No.
I mean, well, not chewy, not gummy.
Not gummy, definitely chewy, though. Very Swedish fishy.
Ooh. Mmm. Mmm.
It's sweet. There's an interesting flavor going on here.
It's sweet like a rice candy. And kind of has the texture of a stale rice candy.
Okay, I see that. A little botan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My yellow seems to be kind of lemony. How's your pepper?
You know, there was maybe like a super mild like bell pepper flavor for a minute. I could also be totally imagining that.
All right, I'm going to try out one of your peppers. Here's a little fish.
I will try something else. I will try an orange pear, a red pear, whatever this is. Something interesting going on with the pepper, right? Totally different flavor, right?
Yeah. But it definitely tastes green to me. It doesn't taste pepper.
Oh, these are just straight up Swedish fish. The red ones. You know what they call Swedish fish in Finland?
Fish.
They call them Swedish fish.
That's hilarious. Thank you, sir.
Well, we got about 40 seconds left here on this microcast.
Well, you know, I'm going to take my time to say that I am down with what Fruxo's is making here. What Malico is making.
Malico is making the Fruxo.
Way to go, my people.
There you go, Sweden. If you like your candy chewy, they've got your back.